You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey, everybody. It's the Title IX podcast on the Cycling Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Copley, joined by beautiful Lisa Woods, who actually looks extra beautiful tonight.
I do. I put on mascara.
It looks really good. It's amazing what a little mascara can do. It just makes you feel, you know, so fancy.
Makes you feel alive. Get me out on the town.
Look what this pandemic has done to us. It's rough.
Lowered our standards. That's dang
by a little bit. This is episode 39. Can you believe it?
No.
I think that's right. I might be making that up, but I've been trying to keep it tally.
I think it's episode 47.
I'm pretty sure it's 39.
Wow.
Yeah. Tonight's going to kind of be a smorgasbord of just us talking. If you hear a couple of little munchkins in the background, those are my girls. They've joined us for tonight, but I've tried to keep them busy with coloring, and I bribed them with suckers, and fingers crossed, it's going to be a good ride.
Y'all, they have like the most massive marker and crayon and colored pencil box.
It's a briefcase.
You could fit both of them in the box.
I think my parents got it for them, and let me tell you, excellent purchase, mom and dad. Keeps them busy.
It's epic. I saw some watercolor.
Yeah, we're gonna keep the watercolor in the box tonight.
We're big watercolorers.
I like watercolor at home, but not necessarily at someone else's business, you know.
True. So my daughter was drawing a picture today, and she showed me, and it was a guy, and he had a bunch of bugs on his face.
Well, that's disturbing.
I know.
What kind of bugs?
She didn't say, but she said he was going to the doctor.
Well, that's probably good.
The doctor was there, and she had a baby in her belly. She drew the baby in her belly. And
very literal.
I know. I was like, dang. And then it's one of those things that you can erase half of like the magnetic things. Yep. And then she just erased him, and she goes, well, the doctor fixed it. I was like, dang, okay.
Kids, man, they're weird.
I know. No, she's gotten real weird.
It's the pandemic.
It is the pandemic.
It is the pandemic. We don't wear mascara, and our kids have gotten weird.
True.
We, of course, are sponsored by the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. I bet they're a little chilly up there in Ames.
So cold that today they didn't have in-person classes.
How do you feel about that?
Well, my husband stayed home.
Yeah. I won't ask you how you feel about that.
No, so he said the biggest reason, he's not a student. Well, he is a student, but
he's not your traditional, like, on campus.
Yeah, so he works there, and he said the main reason that he didn't go into work is because he didn't want to have to leave for lunch. Do you know what that actually means? That then I had to make him lunch.
That's exactly what that means.
Because Arnold doesn't cook. I'm just going to put him on blast right now. Well, he did make salmon the other day, and it was excellent.
Good.
He used every dish in the kitchen.
But he made you salmon.
But anyways, so I was so looking forward to Monday. It's my day to do nothing.
It's your day.
Yeah, including not make anyone lunch, because I just slapped together like just a little bit of this, a little bit of that for myself. No. Had to make Arnold lunch.
Thanks, Mother Nature.
Right?
We love you.
He got a cheese quesadilla and some lettuce.
Well, it's more effort than you had to put in, so... So hopefully next week the students at the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State are warmer so Lisa can keep her sanity.
I know. Come on, y'all.
Give us a hooty hoo.
Hooty hoo. Hooty hoo.
The entire Cycle Fanatic Podcast Network is fueled by Cody Road and the other great spirits made at the Mississippi River Distilling Company, MASSISIPPI, in LeClaire, Iowa. You tried some Cody Road this weekend, right?
I did, yeah. We had a... We had a fancy alcohol tasting.
I love it. It's a, that's as Valentine's Day as I
We just got a bunch of little airline bottles and tried to figure out if we could tell the cheap.
So
from the
classy. We love our Cody Road, of course. A couple of Cyclone Fanatic super patrons tonight. We have two of them. Well, actually four of them, but husband and wife. Oh. We have John and Jill Monernock. John grew up in the Dubuque area rooting for what he called the other team and didn't become a Cyclone fan until attending Iowa State. He met his wife Jill in 2013. They've been football season ticket holders since 2014. Love the Cyclone game day atmosphere and are always tailgating bright and early. And man, I hope we can do that again next season.
I know.
And then our other super patrons are Mike and Kelsey Rickles. They both attended Iowa State in the early 2000s and have been Iowa State fans ever since.
Awesome.
Yeah. So shout out to our lovely super patrons. We appreciate you all. All right. I feel like let's start on something positive and then just maybe go to something negative and then maybe go back positive and just ride the roller coaster.
Okay. It's like a positive sandwich.
Something
like
that.
It's like a club sandwich. Positive, negative, positive, negative. Bacon.
Did you see the hype? I don't know if it's a hype video. But
yeah, yeah.
Everybody in the world saw that football video.
And just wanted to run through a wall.
Absolutely. I just thought it was incredibly well done. I don't know that, and granted, I'm not looking at other schools' videos, yeah. But I just don't know if I've ever seen something like that, and especially the extended version of it.
Yeah.
And I have to imagine that had to take a long time to put together.
Oh, yeah. I feel like they've just been building and building. Like, the videography department there is just knocking it out of the park.
Yeah. It was really, really well done. And it made me very... I'm always thankful for Matt Campbell. But some of the stuff he said in there, I was like, you know, those are life lessons beyond football lessons. So.
For sure. How long do you think that it took to compile all of that?
I actually was thinking about that. I bet it took forever.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because Coach Campbell tends to be a little bit long-winded and speaking coach.
Wait, what does long in the tooth mean?
I've never heard that before.
You've never heard that
before?
No. Okay, you keep talking. I'll look it up.
Well, I was just going to say he tends to speak in Matt Campbellisms, and some of it is unintelligible. Like, you know what he means, but it actually is just like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So for them to get that many, you know, clips of like, I want to run through a wall. That's probably a lot of footage.
Yeah. Long in the tooth means old. So.
Oh, not quite.
He's
long-winded.
Old. Yes. Long-winded.
Yeah. But in a good way, in a very positive way, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was super well done and it just made me really proud.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the crap.
Well, that escalated quickly.
Let's just cut to it. All right. We don't need to evaluate the X's and O's of men's basketball, okay? But back-to-back losses to KU Thursday night was
not good KU team.
Yes, I agree with that. And Thursday night was, I was in pain watching that game.
Yeah.
It got to one point and it just, obviously I'm watching it so I know, but I was like, we are down 30 points.
Right.
30, 30, right. 30, 30, 30. And it just hit me, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It hurt.
I heard on KXNO today that we're, like, the last, like, major team to not have a single conference win.
I believe that to be true.
That's
bananas. I haven't looked, but.
That's gross.
And then Saturday was a little better. But was it?
It was a little better. At one point, I came downstairs after hiding my face for a while, and I said, oh.
Yeah.
We're only losing by 3.
But I'm going to steal a little bit from Jared's column, okay?
Okay.
These were things that just plagued the team the entire year. But Jared called it the anti-Monte Morris line of 7 assists to 23 turnovers, which was very clever, Jared, by the way.
Yikers.
And it was the 6th game with 20 or more turnovers in the last 10 seat. Wait. It was the 6th game I had to read this again because it's so bad. The 6th game with 20 or more turnovers in the last 10 seasons, but the real kicker of that is that 3 of those 6 have come this season.
Yikes.
Oh, well, the girl said that was funny.
Lots of giggles.
Okay, so here's what I want to do.
Okay.
I just want to read a couple of the post-game quotes, okay?
Okay.
And I just want you to verbalize... can you just set that down, Nora? Thanks. I just want you to verbalize without words.
It was a firecracker.
Without words, just like grunts and moans and whatever. Okay. Okay. I don't think you can evaluate on wins and losses.
Aye, aye, aye.
I think you've just got to evaluate on. Can we compete like this? Because I don't think anybody can question the way we competed for basically the whole night. Okay. That's good. All right. I'm going to move to the next one. I thought we played with a lot of pride and a lot of grit in that first half.
Huh. Oh, first half. Okay.
The first 20 minutes, I thought we competed the right way. Really, really got into them and made them uncomfortable. I was proud of that. Okay. And last one. Our character is really good, so we've just got to talk about it. We talked about it.
You know what?
You're not supposed to use words.
Here's the thing, though.
Does this lead into your take?
When Jared tells us that some girl's character was good, we know that she was not that cute. I
He just took a swig of water.
She's got a good personality. That's coach speak for she's got a good personality.
You know what? I'm glad I let you use words there.
Here's the
Jared thing. Just got up and left.
Hey, listen, I have a good personality.
You are also delightfully beautiful.
Thank you.
Yep.
But it's mostly the personality.
I just wanted to do that because I read those quotes and I was like, that was my reaction. Yeah. That noise. That's my take. That is now the world knows my take without us actually even saying anything.
Okay. Here's my take is that I'm tired of beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
I think that we all know how the season should and most likely will end. It's Pollard is not one to just let things linger.
No.
Especially with how hyped up he is about the money that's going to be lost.
I was just
going
to say that.
Because they need butts in seats.
And he's a money guy.
Yeah. He's a money guy.
And thankfully so.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a money guy and a track guy. Okay, sorry. But here's my just take. I'm tired of beating the dead horse. We know what's going to happen. Yada, yada. I don't want to talk about it anymore. To be completely honest, I just don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about whether or not.
Yeah.
I just want to see the guys who we have poured ourselves into emotionally.
Yes.
Like, we are emotionally connected to a lot of these players.
Right.
Like, Solomon Young, like, I'm going to remember him after
I will,
he
too.
Leaves.
I think that's a great point.
And I don't care whether they win another game. At the end of the
day, it doesn't matter, really.
It doesn't
point.
Matter. It's not going to change the way that I feel about anything. But what I do want is for some of these guys that I'm going to remember their names, I want them to play to their potential. And are they going to be victims of poor coaching, poor direction? Most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Poor situations. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But I would just like to see Solomon Young come down with 12 rebounds in a game. You know, I would just like to see him put his body in there a little
right.
bit. You know, take a little bit of pride in the position that he has. Play like he was playing, you know, not too long ago,
right.
It feels like. You know, I want to see Rasir Bolton, I want him locked in. I want to see him play to his potential because he's great and he's played great.
The other night, he smiled, and I forget what game it was, but it made me sad almost because
yeah.
I was like, we haven't seen that out of these guys.
Yeah.
Not just this season, but maybe a little bit last season, but not to the extent that we could have.
Right.
That's a great point.
I just want them to... I want to disconnect them from their coach for a little bit because I don't hold anything against these guys.
No.
Like, I'm going to remember them forever, and I'm so grateful that they're playing for Iowa State. Like, so grateful.
Especially now. I mean, we've talked a lot about sacrifices this year, and we know we don't understand the sacrifices they're making. So, yeah.
And some of them, you know, if this is their last year altogether, if this is their last year here, whatever happens, like, I want them to have fond memories of their last couple games at Hilton. I want them to have fond memories of the fans at Iowa State. I just want them to display their character these last couple games. And I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying that that's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for, at this point, the underdog.
And I guess to my, when I said earlier that it doesn't, wins and losses don't matter, they do matter to them.
Right.
And I just mean in the grand scheme of what happens after this season. But to your point, you're right. I hope that they, for their sake, they can pull out a couple of wins and
right.
they can just enjoy the rest of this ride.
Right. I just think that, like, if it, in the grand scheme of things, they're in 20 years not going to remember if they win out this season.
You're right.
But they are going to remember if they had a spectacular game, if they enjoyed themselves,
especially
out there.
The enjoyed themselves.
Yeah,
part.
Yeah. I think that if they create a little bit of magic within the family that they've built, mm-hmm. I think that we'll all jump onto it. You know, we'll be proud of that. I'm proud of them no matter what they've yeah. done.
Yeah.
So that's my take. I'm tired of talking. I'm straight up. I'm just tired of talking about Steve Rome. I'm just sick tired of
it. I think that's an excellent perspective to have as we close out the rest of the season.
I'm tired of talking about Steve Rome. I will never, ever get tired of talking about the players on this team.
Elisa, I love that. I'm serious.
That's how I feel, though.
I think that's great. And so we play tomorrow. So we're recording Monday night. We have a 3:00 game on Tuesday, which is weird.
That is weird.
And then Thursday's game against Texas got postponed because of weather. So yeah. the chances of...
Straight up, though, Texas, like 6 degrees.
Yeah, it's a mess. And I know we always make fun of Texas for... Okay, it's... But this is different.
Here's the thing, though. I follow this lady who's just like an Instagram influencer or whatever, but she lives in Texas and it's 6 degrees and they're like out there trying to turn bubbles into ice and like...
It's science.
Yeah, trying to do all these sciencey things, and I'm like, sweetheart,
just go inside.
Like 10 more degrees lower. Like, we're not even doing that
right.
here. We're just
right.
over it.
Oh, I'm over it. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But to your point, I mean, the season, there are very limited opportunities to make those happy things happen. And
yeah.
Man, I hope you're right for their sake.
Me too.
Oh, okay, back to the bright spot. Women's basketball had a nice rebound win against TCU.
Yeah.
Lexi Donarski went bananas.
Heck yes.
It was fun to watch that.
Yeah.
So 32 points, was 6 of 9 from the 3-point line, and earned her Big 12 Freshman of the Week honors. The team as a whole was 15 of 33 from the 3-point line. And when they shoot like that, I mean, they don't even have to shoot that well.
Yeah.
But when they can get a few of those, it's like everything changes when they can get the 3-ball to fall.
Yeah.
Which, of obviously.
Yeah.
But they're fun to watch when that's happening.
Yeah, it spreads the floor out. I mean, mm-hmm. You say obviously, but I'm
not
say obviously.
But I also feel like that takes the pressure off of Ashley Jones to make crazy shots happen,
yes.
which she can do. I do not understand. So often during a game, I'm like, how did she just do that?
Right.
But when you can take the pressure off of her to do that, she makes better choices, and then everybody else makes better choices.
Yeah, definitely.
She was scoreless in the first half of that TCU game and ended up with 22.
That's
so
crazy.
Again, it's like, how do you do what
yeah.
you do? But yeah, so they play again on Wednesday against KU. So tomorrow, Tuesday, men, Wednesday, women. So check it out.
Tuesday, men. Wednesday, women. Thursday, men, right?
No, Thursday got posted. That was the Texas game that got...
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was scheduled, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Snow. Snow in Texas. Did you see softball over the weekend? Went 5-0?
Yeah.
Okay, so they played a tournament at UNI. They played in the Unidome.
Yeah,
did
yeah.
you see the footage or like clips of it?
No.
It looks so weird.
Where did you see clips of it?
Like on
just
Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
Dang it.
Because they're in the Unidome. They're playing
yeah.
on... And so it's not a traditional softball field. So
yeah.
at first, for a few minutes, my mind was like, what is happening here?
Is it like their indoor turf or something?
I think they're actually on... I mean, whatever they're on is not a softball field.
That's crazy.
I think I don't know. I don't want to say they're on the football field and
yeah.
have that not be right. But you should look.
Okay.
Look at the Cyclone Twitter, the softball Twitter.
Sweet.
But it's not. It was just cool to see softball.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't
Ooh,
seem like it's
here yet. You know what I just
yet.
Thought about sliding on whatever?
I can't imagine that would have felt good.
Maybe they trucked in dirt.
No, it was turf.
Dang.
Yeah, it was turf. But I looked and they go to Florida this weekend, so hopefully they can play outside. I think the weather down there is like relatively
oh,
nice.
Oh no, it's 70s. Nice. My best friend lives there. I hate her.
I hate her too. You can tell her I said that.
She sends me pictures of her in tank tops. I'm like, what is wrong with you?
It's not nice. Not
you cannot
nice
see a single bit of my skin.
I, at this moment, okay, let's just talk about this. I have on 2 shirts, I have on 2 pairs of pants and 2 pairs of socks.
Yeah.
And that's been the case for like 3 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like a sausage.
Yeah.
But it's necessary.
I can't feel my toes.
You should wear more socks. And then also, speaking of spring sports, because it feels nothing like spring, volleyball starts back up at the
yeah.
end of February. Have you looked at their schedule?
No.
Really abbreviated because
yeah.
the tournament's coming up, and I think they're just trying to get back in the swing of things.
Yeah.
It's just going to be weird.
I'm trying to remember what they said that they were going to do.
It's a I think it's short.
Are they doing double headers?
Yeah.
Conference double headers?
Yeah. Well, it's from what I can tell.
Oh, the regional.
Yes. And it looks like the only actual conference game is against OU from what I remember.
You're right. They're going to do regional games.
It's just going to be a crapshoot, I think. And that, you know what? I'm not criticizing because as long as they can get a tournament in,
that's
good.
That's crazy.
It's like just
they
weird.
Played a like a full.
Yes.
Abbreviated season.
Yeah.
Had a break and now they're coming back to play the tournament.
I'm gonna pull it up really quick. So they return.
Are they playing to hope that they get into the tournament or are they pretty much a lock?
I don't remember.
Do
how
these games count towards the tournament?
Yes, they're gonna. I don't know. Okay, so remember how they were talking about expanding and stuff? I haven't looked to see. I'll look for the next pod to see what the NCAA decided is in terms of how big. But it looks like they return at the end of February. They play St. Louis, then they play Marquette, Illinois State, a doubleheader against Oklahoma, and then Wayne State, and then it's the tournament. So it's going to be quick.
Crazy.
But I'm glad they're playing.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like.
Just like get the kinks out.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll keep an eye on that. And then we know that the NCAA women's basketball tournament is in Texas. They're doing a Texas bubble. But we don't know a lot of details about that yet. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. All right. Let's take a break. And then I have a bunch of miscellaneous stuff to talk to you about. Okay.
I love it.
All right. We're all brought to you by the Authentic Brand. Authentic Brand is more than just your source for official Cyclone gear. With an amazing team of designers, Authentic Brand can custom manufacture polo shirts, jackets, caps, bags, and beyond for your team or small business. Check them out online at authentic-brand.com. Look authentic, feel authentic, be authentic. All right, we're back. Let's talk about our miscellaneous list of things. You said you had something about softball related.
I was just saying that I'm glad that you brought up ISU softball.
Oh, okay. Were you going to bring it up anyway?
Yeah, I was just going to say, did you see that they played?
Oh, so we were on the same page.
Yeah.
I was going to tell you to check out there's an amazing tag at second base on a steal or an attempted steal by the shortstop from Florida State. It's the most ridiculous tag I've ever seen, and I watched a lot of Javi Baez.
Really?
Yes. I'll tweet it out from the Title IX account.
I'm excited.
She did some like crazy. Clearly, she's been practicing, but
I
it was pretty
it.
Cool. Yeah. Can we talk about drunk Tom Brady?
Yes. Can we talk about his daughter being like, "No, Daddy," right as he threw it?
I just
white girl wasted.
I don't particularly love Tom Brady.
No.
I definitely don't hate him.
Yeah.
Like, I respect who he is. I respect his dedication to nutrition and whatever. I think he's nuts.
Yeah.
But seeing him like that completely humanized him to me, and now I'm like, good for you, Tom Brady.
I know.
He was,
you know,
smashed.
I heard on some radio show they're like, oh, Giselle probably like got him. Like, what if those two just like they get drunk sometimes, you know what I mean?
Do you think they do?
What if they're just fun and we had no idea?
And maybe they've just been keeping it the secret the whole time.
They just have a small group of, they have a quarantine pod.
Where they just get hammered.
Yeah.
I don't know. In my head, I was like, he had one truly.
Right.
He just got bombed.
Right.
Because he never drank.
Well,
he never has any sugar.
Yeah. Just, when you only eat like two almonds, I
and
feel
some
like
wheatgrass.
Everyone's made that joke. But
it's true, though. And the video of him tossing the trophy to Gronk. I'm pretty sure I'm never going to get that out of my head.
I know.
The reaction I had to it, it was like I clenched my butt cheeks. Like, just please don't drop the trophy.
I heard somebody say like that they asked one of the guys like what would have happened if the trophy would have gone in the what was it, a bayou?
Yeah,
like,
I don't
what
know.
Would have happened?
Yeah, the
they're
water.
Like, they're like they all would have dove in. I wonder how deep it is right there.
That's good. I have a bunch of drunk guys dive into the water.
Oh,
seems perfect. Perfect. I just loved it. I thought it was great.
I know.
It was a nice moment of levity.
Yeah,
you know, after everything.
Yeah. And then I think the person who like designed the trophy asked for an apology.
Yeah, I saw that.
Give me a break.
Everything
right
these days, you can't do anything
right.
Fun.
Go design something. Give me a break.
Design us another trophy.
Right.
And then JJ Watt asked for to be like, I mean,
yeah. Where
Texans.
Do you think he's gonna go?
I don't know. But And I don't like the Texan. I don't care.
Yeah.
But
you know what Sean Roberts said?
What did Sean Roberts say?
Maybe he'll go to Chicago because I think his wife plays some sport there. Maybe basketball. I was like, Sean. I'm sorry, what?
I guess he at least had, good for him for having some idea of what the hell is happening.
It's soccer.
It is soccer.
Like soccer.
Clearly he doesn't listen to the podcast, our podcast, otherwise he would have known that.
No, he doesn't, because we hate on him all the time.
That's right. But as far as J.J. Watt goes, it's, I do this. This is stupid. But when guys play for the same team, or women for the same team for the entire career, there's something about it. I'm like, that is incredible. But why do I do that? But like Jeter, and he is the shining example for me of just that guy played. He was a New York Yankee through and through.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be. I mean, because I kind of think that maybe the Texans, I think J.J. Watt is this incredible human being. Like, he's a philanthropist.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the Texans don't necessarily, I mean, maybe there are some things about the Houston Texans organization that he's not particularly in love with. And so maybe he can go somewhere else and do even more good. Yeah. I don't know. It just kind of bummed me out.
Yeah. They've just been making some decisions that he's not thrilled with. Like, they got rid of the equipment manager that he really likes. And just, like, he's just not thrilled to be there. And honestly, like, he's not who he once was.
Yeah.
Which is the truth of it. I mean, he just isn't who he once was. And I'd say he has like 1 or 2 years left.
Yeah.
Maybe. But they're talking Bears, Packers. That's who I've heard. Man, if I were him, I'd stay somewhere warm.
Why the hell not? Yeah. But I mean, maybe he wants to be with his wife.
Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of, their anniversary is today. I follow.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
He tweeted a video of her eating wings. Her name's Kelia, in her wedding dress before the wedding.
I love it.
So check that out, because I love it so much. It's my kind of girl.
Amazing.
And then we've talked about this a few times, but I just, over the weekend, it was popping up again. UCLA gymnastics. Guys, if you're not following them, just for the pure, they are incredibly entertaining.
They are, yes.
So give them support, just because I think they are trying to do things outside of the box and push, and I think they're making social justice statements without being, you know, like very, just kind of like sliding it in there, and I think it's great.
Let's pay our athletes.
Or find a way to keep track of them afterwards and then support them.
Yes.
I don't
find,
know.
Not only follow UCLA, but also find your favorite gymnast and follow them as well.
Have you guys been watching more? You said you and Rosa watched Iowa at one point or something.
No, we watched, I think, I want to say just a couple weeks ago, we watched Minnesota.
Okay.
And I don't remember who they...
Is there a decent amount on ESPN Plus, or is it kind of hit or miss?
Yeah. I mean, when there's nothing else on, which kind of sucks, but...
I will say, I think one good thing that's come out of this past year and not being able to have fans in the stands is that there's been a lot more women athletics televised on ESPN Plus.
No, I agree.
It's cheap. People just buy the stupid thing. And if you haven't yet, you're way behind.
Right.
So that's been a very positive. And like, the women have been on, with the exception of, I think, one game, either ESPN 2 or ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic.
Heck yeah.
Did you watch the Daytona 500?
No. I'm sorry, Scoots, but I can't get into racing.
It's fine.
I heard that there was a shake and bake. Some sort of, there was like a puff of air between two bumpers that shotgunned.
I'm really impressed
forward.
With your attempts here. It's pretty good. I like your terminology. I was just wondering if you watched.
No.
I watched.
Did it get over at like midnight?
Yeah, I'm tired today.
God dang. Sounds horrible.
Okay, can we go on our little rants?
Go for
it. These are not sports. Well, the first one's kind of sports related, and then it just goes from there.
Yeah, give it to me.
So this relates to the Daytona 500. So I bought me and the girls Chase Elliott Championship shirts, okay? We've talked about this before. It was a long time ago. Why do women's athletic shirts look like they are a square?
Oh, yeah.
They're short and they're wide.
Yeah.
And the necklines are not
like
normal t-shirt
neck.
Necklines. They're bull necks and they're skinny. The collar of skin. Why?
Yeah.
Asked for that?
Y'all, that's not cute. Guys, men, that's not cute. We don't like it.
I don't understand it. There have to be enough women in design, you know, to make sure this isn't happening anymore.
Yeah.
It's bad.
You know what? I want that hat. I sent you a picture of this hat today. It's like a cheetah. It's like cheetah print.
It's a baseball cap.
Yeah, it's just a baseball cap, but it's like tan cheetah print with black spots.
Because
it's chic.
Yes, because there is a way to market to women that is not like stereotypical sparkles and hearts and whatever.
Yeah.
And that is
cheetah print.
Cheetah print. That is the end all be all.
True.
Yeah.
But it's like it's materials, like something like a suede hat would be really nice.
I agree. Why is no one hiring us?
Well, because I only did one semester of fashion design at Iowa State.
We also talked a lot about kids' clothes, like why it's so hard to find cute, like Iowa State shirts.
Yes.
Everything is cheesy.
Yes.
I think, said this flat out. You want something to give your kids that looks like something you would wear.
Absolutely. Something like vintage looking, like... I'm wearing
the Bring It Back, the helmet car.
The helmet car on a onesie.
Yeah.
My kid would wear it.
So Mike is our merch guy, and we're constantly harassing him about this. So feel free to get on Twitter and slide into him's DMs and tell him we're right.
I know.
He knows we're right.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He's working
the best,
Yes,
though.
He's working hard. And his Twister Sister shirts are awesome.
Yes. He listened about that for sure.
Yeah, and the charcuterie boards.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some good stuff going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but so then I was thinking, whoever designs T-shirts for women also must have designed laundry baskets. Because when you have the laundry basket and you're walking through a doorway, you have to turn sideways to get it.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Good point.
Why?
Good point.
The laundry basket should be small enough to fit through the doorway without having to turn. You know I'm right.
You are right. You got to turn it the long way.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Maybe we're supposed to be carrying it the long way.
Well, that's not... No, because the handles are on the sides.
Mine has handles all four spots.
Well, the long way is not comfortable. And you have to, like, put it
mine
up against your belly.
Mine has handles on the sides?
I guess mine probably does, too. But then it has... Then you're carrying it up against your belly, and that's not comfortable.
Oh, that's comfortable for me. My hips is where I get the most power.
You just thrust it through the doorway. And then my last one is this weather. Okay.
Okay.
I know I am not one to complain about the weather, but this has been a drag, okay? Like a drag.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do, Elisa?
I don't know.
You can't. I mean, when it's cold, I'll get outside. I run outside. This is not cold. This is bitter cold.
You're right. It's rough.
I mean, and the kids can't go outside at
they
school
can't.
Or at daycare.
No.
Guys, it's terrible.
Okay, well, here's my thing. You know on, like, baby spinach, the stem?
Wait, you're moving off of mine already?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just want you to be more upset with me.
Here's the thing. I walked out of the house this morning all bundled up, preparing to be slapped in the face, and it was, like, sunny and no wind. And I was like, thank you. But then when I bundled up and the sun was down and I was, like, getting ready to head here, I was like... No.
Also, I don't think it should be allowed for the sun to be out when it's this cold. Because it's misleading.
Yeah, it is misleading.
You walk out thinking it's going to be okay. It's not okay.
It's true.
So on Saturday, I went to go to Elisa's house to pick up a cookie box from her bakery. And I took the girls with me thinking, oh, this will be a fun little, like, just a Saturday morning, get them out of the house.
No.
Guys, the interstates were like black ice.
Oh, my gosh.
At one point, I was just like, girls, you have to stop talking. Mommy needs to concentrate. Which I think that terrified them more than what I intended it to. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But I made it.
Oh,
and then after we left your house, we were getting up back on the interstate, and I watched a truck slide off of the interstate down onto the exit and hit a tree.
No. Yeah. Were they okay?
Yeah, it was a slow moving thing, but I imagine like coming off of the interstate down would be terrifying,
oh,
no matter
gosh.
How slow.
That is.
But we made it, and your cookies were delicious. And
thank
your
you.
Delicious.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Give me your rant about
it was
spinach.
Just, I didn't really have a rant. I was just trying to come up with something. It's just like the stem of the spinach. I feel like. We're cutting it off anyway. Can we just cut it a little closer?
Do you
to
cut
the
it
leaf?
Off every time?
No, I'm just saying like when it's in the spring mix or something. When you get the spring mix mixed with,
I know
spinach.
What you're talking about. Did you know people cut off the stems of the spinach in, like they take
dig
the time?
Through.
Yes. I didn't know it was a thing until the last like.
But here's the thing: the people who manufacture these spring mixes are already cutting some of the stem.
So
off.
Do a better
Can
job.
You just do the rest of it.
I agree with you. I completely
That's
agree
just
with you.
My two cents.
Jared, do you have any rants for us tonight? He says no.
That was a weak rant on my part.
Well, it's true, though.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. I feel like we really need to get through this stretch.
You know what? We do. We need to get through the pandemic. We need to get through
just a minor.
Yeah. We need to get through the cold. I'm looking forward to teen temperatures, which disgusts me.
Yeah.
If it snows again, I swear to you, the neighbor across the street, she not only shovels her driveway, she shovels the road outside. Aww. Because nobody, like, they don't come through and plow our road until it's like too little too late.
Yeah,
y'all. Like somebody came through last night plowing our road. We were like,
I actually noticed it wasn't on Saturday.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, they don't plow our road.
That's a problem.
Oh yeah. I mean, we don't live in the best neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
But
I don't know how to respond to that.
We're typically the last to get our mail. We're typically the last to get our packages, and we're typically
There's nothing to that.
I'm sure that it's not because we're the east side.
No, why would you think that?
But the lady across the street, her driveway is dry.
Because she's done such a good job. Yeah. Good for her.
You gotta, last year you had to floor it to get over the hump at the bottom of ours. Like, you really had to gut it. We've stayed on top of it mostly because we're just stuck at home because of the pandemic.
Right.
But if I have to shovel again, I don't know.
Someone's getting hurt.
Someone is
Mother
getting
Nature.
Hurt. However, that is the extent of my exercise for the last couple weeks. So.
Well, anyway, I'm really,
let's think of something that we like. I like that my birthday's on Thursday.
Yeah, stop. That's my last thing. You just ruined it.
My bad.
You wasted the good surprise on you.
It's my favorite day of the year. We celebrate me.
Here's my
and
last.
Only me.
Here's my last note, okay? It says, Jared, would you care to lead us in the singing of Happy Birthday?
Oh, he doesn't have a mic.
You can use mine.
In the key of C, please. No, I have
Well, happy
no idea.
Birthday on Thursday.
Thank you.
You're like 22, right?
Birthday Thursday.
22?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Plus a couple.
I think I'd like to be 27.
Okay.
I feel like that's old enough to be taken seriously, but like,
you're still in your
20s. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's a great day.
Thank
I hope
you.
It doesn't snow. I hope it's, you know what? Let's get wild. I hope it's in the 20s.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Heat wave. I've always wanted a pool party.
Pool party, Jared. You want to go to Clarinda?
Yeah.
Money bags. All right. Well, with that, go Cyclones.
Go State.